What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This guy right here, Herb Howard, he is the absolute truth.
What's that, Herb? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I got it.
Our brother, Herb Howard, Bears beat reporter for the Bigs. He's in the building.
Herb Howard, always a great football press conference question asker.
Herb Howard and all the guys from the Bigs, and they're looking at me. They're shaking their heads at me.
I was going to ask you, have you played receiver? Y'all are laughing. He's the only one not laughing.
And you hear that baritone in the press conferences. You know that a good question is coming.
Yeah, that's a great point, Herb. I will say that you hit it right on the head there.
From the Bigs, Herb Howard is in the house.
I wish I looked as comfortable as
I know, man. I need some chonclas on.
Very nice look.
So very man, casual. Let me tell you what happened. This is probably about 2 years ago. Lou invites me to do some pregame work at Soldier Field with him. I come, I'm dressed, I feel like I feel really, really good. I got one like mauve pink color suit. It's tailored, it fits good. I look amazing, if I do say so myself. We do the hit, hit's over. Lou goes, if you ever outdress me again on my own show, I'll never invite you back.
I don't think you would do that because I don't think that you would ever admit to being overdressed or outdressed.
It was off camera, so from now on, I'm always going to underdress anytime I'm with Luke.
By the way, I remember that day you did look really good.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
We've got Herb Howard in the building. The Bigs is who he reports for. He's also our friend. He has been being made fun of by Jason Leisure this entire time that the awesome
that
open that Chris Tannehill put together. And that too. He's here in studio. You can check it out on Twitch as well. One of our favorite people, Herb Howard. What's up, sir?
Not too much. I keep forgetting to update my profile, like on Twitter or in social media or whatever, to say great football press conference question asker. I got to shout out Layla for that. I got to add that to my bio.
I would agree with her that is.
No, I love that.
I've got two guys in the room with me right now that do a wonderful job of asking questions.
Thank you. And real recognize real, because I saw that as soon as he got there. What was your first season? Was it 22?
One.
21 with Nagy.
Yeah.
And I get along with everybody on the Bears beat.
True.
But when Herb came in, I was like, okay, this is great. I have a friend here. This is awesome. Because we clicked right away.
Immediately.
Sit through these training camp practices, just laughing the whole time.
You were the first person like on the beat to like welcome me, like say hello, you know, this is how things go. If you need anything, I got you. And you were very sincere about it. I could tell in the moment. And not, obviously, you don't come on a beat to make friends with anybody, but you want to have a respectful working relationship with everybody. But Jay and I have built a sincere friendship. I'm sorry I couldn't make it to your mom's July 3rd party too. I was looking forward to
that's
it.
That's okay. Some other time. She has it every year.
Well, knock on wood, we'll be here.
But I mean, we became fast friends on a personal level, and I would be welcoming like that to anybody that came in.
Yeah.
But I noticed
it's not always the case.
I can
just tell you from
experience.
I
can tell you from experience, especially when I was younger.
Not always the case.
It was a lot of hostility. I'm just not going to treat people that way.
It's so funny because that's another thing that Michael Wright and I were talking about when we saw each other out of the summer league. We were talking about, you know, Jeff Dickerson being kind of that, being
he absolutely was like that. Yes.
You know, being like, hey, you know, we can compete and we can still be cool.
Like, right. Also, be more secure, though. Like, you don't need to worry about, oh, no, if this guy gets in the room, he's going to start, doing the job better than I do. I don't get caught up in that. But the right away, though, you notice, beyond that we got along so well, Herb, on a personal level, and, man, you sit out at those hot practices for a long time, it's good to have a friend. That he asked great questions, that he knew his stuff. And I think one thing that most people don't know about Herb, because he doesn't talk about it a lot, was you played in a Taney intro? It was really good. Eberflus asking if he played wide receiver. I don't think you did, but you did play quarterback.
Does everybody know you're playing
your actual football playing history?
No.
Can you give us the Wikipedia page of this here?
No, because I don't necessarily think it matters. I think it helps me do my job. But
it definitely matters. No, it definitely helps you do your job.
Sure, but I mean just telling people that I used to do that so long ago, I don't think that part of it matters.
It does matter.
Either I do my job well now or not.
You grew up speaking the language,
and it's not like you get this credibility
from having played.
No.
Because I didn't play, and I don't think that has affected my credibility of reporting or columns or things like that.
I understand where you're coming from. But I get this with baseball all the time.
But I love the background because it shows his path to this point. It shows his education.
I get where you're coming from, too.
It shows that he's so fluent in this language.
There is a level of credibility that whether it's my guy Herb Howard or my guy Cam Smith from CHSN.
Shout out to CJ. That's my guy.
Right? And people don't realize that Cam Smith was one of the highest rated high school basketball prospects in the country and played in the five-star camp with LeBron James and Chris Paul and all of this stuff.
He was on Sweet 16, Saluki teams.
Correct.
That's my dude, man.
And so I get it. You're right. I do think that there, what it shows to me when I hear him speak is a depth of knowledge about the game that he might not be given enough credit for. And it's like, he studies and he understands the NFL game, but I think the understanding of football itself is something that for people who are kind of thrust into covering a team, no matter what sport it is, but in this case, we're talking about football, it can be difficult for folks to just pick up jargon. Yep. And that's a place where you're not starting from a baseline level. You're starting higher than most people who cover a team.
No, and that's something I've certainly noticed and appreciated, you know, over my course on the beat, just sitting there watching the games. I kind of see the game differently. I watch the game differently. I'm very, very rarely, for instance, like watching the football. When I'm watching the game, I don't need to watch the football. If I watch all these other things, I know exactly where the football is about to go. I know what's about to happen if I'm looking at the offensive lineman, if I'm looking at the linebackers, if I'm looking at the covers, those types of things, I'm able to see and predict a little bit earlier than a lot of people. And I think that certainly comes from, you know, having played quarterback and being able to see the field a certain way. And I've sat next to a lot of veteran reporters and they're like, how did you see that? How did you know that was coming? And I really can't explain it to you. It's just the way that I watch the game. It's just the way that I watch the game. And I do appreciate that I have the ability to do that, man. But I learned so much about, you know, the actual job of what it is. One thing to know the game or have be passionate about the game, but to learn, you know, what it's like to go through these days, to learn what it's like to be prepared when a press conference starts. Those are things that I was able to pick up from some of the veteran reporters on the beat. And that was probably, I remember my first day. That was the only thing that made me nervous was the fact that I was going to sit in this room and there was Jason Leisure and there's Brad Biggs and like all of these people whose work I've appreciated for such a long time. That made me a little nervous. Like being around like athletes or coach, that did nothing for me. I didn't care about that at all. But being around people whose work I've appreciated for a long time, I was like, whoa, how do I add to this room? And then it was my first day, and I asked Nagy something. I don't even remember what it was. But I remember as soon as I asked it, one, I think my voice caught people's attention. Like, that's a new voice in here. And so they kind of turned around. And then they heard my question and turned right back to Nagy to hear the answer. And God is like, that just added value to this room. And then that's when I knew, okay, I can belong here. I'm not out of place here. I can add something to this room and try to stack good days ever since.
There's so many times you're in those rooms, whether it's that, I'm not saying about that specific room, but general press conference rooms anywhere, and you get such a limited time.
Yep.
And the good reporters really get annoyed by bad questions. Questions that are not well thought out, not well informed.
Or, that are yes or no questions.
Yeah. Or my favorite, something you ask something that you could have just Googled.
Yeah.
One of my favorites.
Yeah.
So when you get to a point where, you know, you have 8 minutes with the head coach and the questions need to be important, they need to be what's pressing. Herb immediately showed he was going to be somebody asking meaningful questions. He's going to ask a question that everyone else in the room is going to want to know the answer to.
And that's good, you know, because that you also have to navigate the waters of what stuff do I want to say? Mm. What questions do I want to ask in a press conference setting? And when I was reporting, this was one of my strategies. If I can get someone to talk to me alone.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'd rather have the proprietary information
for
the score instead of. But in some cases, and there was a point where you were able to, even if it was a minute, like I could be like, hey, can I get Lovey for a minute? Mm-hmm. 1 minute. And once I didn't, because I would be like, hey, there's something I want to ask Lovey.
Right.
And then Bears PR back then would be like, well, we're not going to. I'm like, okay.
Now I got to put you on the spot.
Now it has to happen in a press conference setting. And I know that you don't like that. But you were offered an alternative.
Man, I can't even tell you how many times that's happened to me.
Isn't it the worst where it's like, you sure?
Help me.
This will be better for both of us if you want to do it, you know.
You can add context instead of looking like you're on the spot. You can give a thoughtful answer instead of looking like a deer in headlights when that question gets asked.
Exactly.
It makes a lot of sense. It helps you. It helps me help you help me, right? It kind of works together. And I know that there's this kind of natural adversarial type of thing that happens between organizations and the media, right? We are professional fact finders, and you guys, for the most part, are professional fact hiders. We're trying to get this together here. But if we can work together on this, at least when we bring out our facts, we can do so in the proper context, and you don't have to be mad at me. I don't have to be mad at you. But when you make it so contentious where it's like we can't get to that space, well, now it's going to come out how it comes out, and then you deal with that.
Before we get into like specifics on the Bears, because the last time you were here, people really loved hearing you guys talk about the process of this. I'd love to know from you, Herb, like in the off season, what things are you thinking about? Like, we're a week away from camp starting. Do you go blank and just say, hey, I don't even want to think about football for a while? Or is there stuff that you're like, man, I can't wait to get back to Hallis because I need to know about A, B, C, and D?
Yeah, I definitely don't go blank. Football is always somewhere in the top of my mind anyway. It's cool to step away a little bit in terms of the everyday workload of it, but it's always, you know, somewhere in the top of my mind. But for me, it's just kind of thinking about, okay, how is this thing going to come together, right? The Bears have put together this whole new offensive line, for example, and it's like, okay, my mind goes to how does this come together in training camp? What are the injury situations going to be like when they get to camp? Those are the types of things that kind of go through my mind as I, you know, take a step back, but also as it just draws near, you're like, whoa, these are the types of things I'm thinking about. Are the rookies going to be healthy? Is the offensive line going to come together? Who's doing the work in the offseason? Are guys going to come back ready to go? Those types of things are the types of things that cross my mind. And for the most part, I feel pretty good about what I've seen from them from afar.
My body clock still goes off.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You know, it's weird. Like, this is, I was used to getting ready for camp.
Yeah.
So, like, every year around this time, I find myself actually starting to move towards like more football stuff. It's why I've been so hyped about talking about quarterback, for example.
Have you been watching that, Herb, on Netflix?
Yeah, he's good.
Very into it.
So I've read Bill Belichick's book. And so I usually know like 4th of July weekend, I'm like, oh, it's time. Mm-hmm. Like, even though it's still about a month away, like, you're like, oh, it's time. It's time. I'm now moving towards that. Now, the good thing is that the Cubs are interesting and good, so you can kind of keep, you know, a foot in baseball. But I'm already starting to go there and looking at tape. I asked Olin today about the offensive line mastermind thing that went on this past weekend. All sorts of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a great game, and you never feel like you have it. For those of us who didn't play at the ultimate level of it, you feel like you never quite have it mastered, and there's so many cool things about it.
No, I think there's a lot of cool things about it. But for me, and I think the NFL has kind of done this intentionally, but even before, it was like the calendar kind of revolves around football. And so it's, you know, pre-draft season, this draft season, this free agency. It's, you know, like, and then you mini camp and training camp, and it's all of those things. And so you're always figuring out, okay, which part of the football calendar am I in right now? You know, when it's almost time, like, to go back to school, so to speak.
I can't even tell you how many times over the years, over the last 20 years, where I've been asked, what do you cover in the offseason then?
Like, there is no
you cover football. What do you cover in the offseason? I'm like, do you mean mid-June to mid-July?
Yeah, because that's pretty much all you get.
That's it.
It's 11 months a year, and they do that on purpose. I mean, the draft really is 4 months long. The draft starts in January. It goes through April. It's crazy.
No, it works out really, really well. I remember, especially for the past few years around here, I mean, as soon as Lovie Smith and the Texans beat whoever they beat to give the Bears the number one pick a couple years ago, I don't know about you, but I didn't leave the press box for like 5 or 10 minutes because we were watching that game. It was like, who cares to go downstairs and talk to the Bears one more time? Let's see what happens on this thing. And, you know, Lovie goes for two. They win the game. And the draft season was upon us then, right? And it started right away. As soon as the regular season started, ended, the draft process started. And it was just never really ended until draft came around.
Less so for the good teams.
Sure.
No doubt.
Draft season is not such a big event in Kansas City.
Yes, getting ready for a playoff game is a lot better than that. But I was on set. I was on an NBC Sports Chicago. And our whole show changed.
When the Texans won, you mean?
Yeah.
The whole thing changed. And I'm like walking it through with Alex and Lance. And I'm like, hey, this is this thing that's happened. Like, we had the game on.
Yeah.
We had their game on because of what it meant and what it could mean for the Bears. And like that, those end up being these huge flashpoint moments with a team where you're like, okay, now everything you've learned,
yep,
you have to almost throw it out the window.
Those were the most exciting two plays. The touchdown, the two-point conversion for the Houston Texans were the most exciting two plays of the Bears season, and they happened after the Bears season was over.
They happened in the press box on TV.
Yes, after the Bears season was over, their two most exciting plays of the year happened.
I know, like, I didn't watch the end of the actual game. I know I was at the press box, mm-hmm, but I had my back to the field as they were purposely throwing a game away against the Vikings with Nathan Peterman and whoever else.
I thought they were
else.
Trying to win. I'm kidding.
The crazy part about that, too, is, you know, I did some digging about that. And the way that the Texans as an organization treated Lovie Smith. You talk about Petty.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, get back.
You talk about Petty.
What's in it for him to help them get the number one pick for the next guy to use?
I'm already fired.
Now, look, it ended up working out for them.
Yes. Sure.
It worked out fine for them. But in that moment, the Bears fans, and I love this about Bears fans. Bears fans understood it, and they've always kind of really liked Lovie anyway.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know what? Let's get that Lovie statue going. Let's get that going over at Soldier Field, because not only did he take the team to a Super Bowl, he helped them get the quarterback that hopefully is good.
He helped them win the next Super Bowl, Lawrence, if you listen to anybody out there right now.
It's possible that
he helped the Texans, too.
Yeah.
They have always said, oh, we would have picked Stroud if we were picking number one. Yeah, right. There was very few, if anyone, lining up saying that.
No.
Lovie helped them, too. It all worked out.
Yeah. They would have had Bryce Young.
I think Bryce is going to be all right, though. Roll Tide.
That's because you're biased.
I am, but if you looked at the second half of his season last year, he was pretty good. Once they were able, when he came off the bench after Dutch Dalton was out there doing his thing, he was much better. And if you look at some of his numbers last year over the last few weeks and compare him to the quarterback you have here,
he would have been better off if they'd moved on and traded him somewhere else. He'd have a better chance somewhere else.
I agree with you on that. I think that he would be in a much better place if he had an opportunity to play for a better franchise. But why don't we spend some time talking about the quarterback of the Bears? Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk to our guys about this team as they get ready for camp and some of the things that they're looking forward to seeing. And since Herb watched quarterback, I can ask him a little bit more about the Ben Johnson, Jared Goff stuff as it pertains to Caleb. Stick around. Jason Leisure is sitting in for Spiegs. It's the Spiegel and Holmes show here on The Score.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Spiegel and Holmes. I'm
talking with Dirk Cutter. At the risk of ruining what has been a lovely visit.
Don't ruin it, Ted. Don't ruin it.
Don't do it.
If you were going to ruin my day, now I'm feeling good about myself right now.
There you go. Yeah, I'm not going to mention the Mitch Trubisky game where he threw the 6 touchdowns. I'm not going to do that.
Oh, my God.
It's not Fitz magic today. It's Trubisky magic.
Oh, yes. My God.
Afternoons on the Score.
Herb Howard is here from the Bigs. He covers the Bears. He does more than that, though. He's also a very talented podcaster.
Okay.
Tell people about your podcast.
Yeah, I co-host the Herb and Tube podcast. Shout out to my brother, Toussaint Werner. We co-host the Herb and Tube podcast. In fact, tomorrow, we have the episode debuting tomorrow with the mayor, Mayor Brandon Johnson.
Brandon
Johnson is on our show. Thank you for pitching that. I appreciate that. Brandon Johnson will be on our show tomorrow. That's going to premiere tomorrow at about 9 o'clock on our YouTube page, Herb and Tube.
Did you see him?
T-O-U.
Did you see him playing the drums at Gospel Fest?
I did see him doing that.
Pretty good. I didn't know he was that good of a drummer.
Hey, man, you know, man of many skills, I suppose.
All right, good. Well, I'm looking forward to people being able to see you talk with the mayor of Chicago.
Yeah.
Let's talk about...
It's a good get.
It is a good get. Let's talk about this upcoming season. So here we go. Here we are, where we're a week away from training camp getting started with the Bears. And it's a new year for Caleb Williams. I know that last month when you came and hung out with us, we talked about this a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But now that you've had a chance to kind of digest everything that happened in OTAs and all of the off-season work that the Bears did, what are you expecting? What's fair to expect? And what are you looking towards with Caleb specifically inside of training camp?
What I most expect is for Coach Johnson to continue to be very strenuous in terms of harping on those details and making sure that Caleb is on top of every single detail for every single play. And are there going to be mistakes? Of course there are. What you don't want to see is those mistakes continue to be repeated. And I think that's what Coach Johnson will be looking for. And if you can see those things, I think you'll start to recognize them in things like how they get in and out of the huddle, how they get up to the line of scrimmage, how low down in the play clock are they going before he's ready to snap the ball, having taken in all of the pre-snap information that he needs. And then finally, can he find the answers post-snap? Is he being efficient? We keep hearing about this, you know, EPA analytic and expected points added. And listen, some people are like, what does that mean? And the simplest thing for me is, if you know football, you already know what it means. They're just putting a title on it, right? So football is, we're trying to matriculate the ball down the field. And the more we do that, the more likely it is that we will score. So that's really all that really, really means.
It's efficiency in the passing game.
Yeah, yeah, right? So if I start this drive at the 10-yard line, if I get to the 15, I'm a little bit more likely to score. If I get to the 30, I'm much more likely to score. If I get to the 50, so on and so forth. And if he's being efficient like that, if he's finding those answers, if he's hitting those checkdowns, hitting the tight ends, being on time and accurate with the ball to the receiver so they can catch and run, all those things will take care of themselves. So that's really what I'm looking for. Can he, you know, prove that he's been, you know, digesting this new playbook, and can he communicate that to his teammates, eliminate some of the mistakes in terms of repeating them? And I think that'll be a good sign for what he can grow into in this offense.
What do you think, Herb, about the fact that it's probably going to not look like that right away? It's probably going to be clunky for like 3 weeks, I would guess.
Yeah.
Two to three weeks in the season.
2 to 3 weeks of training camp.
Okay.
I have a feeling it's going to be awkward. We're going to have a lot of rough Caleb practices those first few weeks because there's still this transition going on.
Yeah, I anticipate that, and I would urge people not to overreact to it, right? Certainly, we'll tell you about it. We're going to chart – somebody's going to chart every throw. Somebody's going to tell you that he went 7 for 8 and 7 on 7, and they're not going to tell you that maybe that was a sack or maybe it wasn't, right? It depends on who's putting the information out. But I think either way, I wouldn't overreact to it. I think the defense is naturally going to be ahead of the offense at this point in the process. And I think that as they continue to grow, you'll start to see Caleb and the offense get a little bit more comfortable. I referenced the offensive line earlier. They have to come together. All of that is a part of what Caleb will look like, and that's absolutely going to take some time. I think 2 or 3 weeks is fair. But coming out of training camp, you like to get to see them put together some drives against that first-team defense and get some touchdowns in practice.
Okay, so look. We've all covered training camp practices. Mm-hmm. And since the time that I left the beat, there's been a lot of changes. Like, social media plays a big role in the way that fans perceive a team. Now, I would always get, whether it's here on the show or text line or wherever, hey, how does such and such look in camp? Like, mm-hmm. that sort of mm-hmm. thing. Now, there are people who are charting every show. I mean, every throw charting every throw of Caleb Williams. How do you guys value what happens in practice? And do you feel necessary to give nuance to people? Because our view of practice is pretty unique, that we get an opportunity to be there and watch all of these things go down. How do you value that, Jason?
Not only do you get to see all of it, not just the 30-second clip that's on social media, but you then get a chance to go and collect the context for everything, the explanations for everything, whether on or off the record, whether you're checking with people you know on the side. I mean, you have so much more information, and then you distill it down into something that probably isn't going to be a good or bad. When you say, yeah, how does Caleb look? Well, it's not good or bad. It's these things look really promising. These things look like areas he's got to work. And that's what we saw last year. Yeah. I remember last year sitting through these practices, Lawrence, and Caleb would have, you know, four just ugly throws in a row. Just one where he's, you know, trying to make a throw that you can get away with in college when there's more of a talent gap between your receiver and the DB, and you're never going to get away with that. It's going to close way too fast in the NFL. One where it's just a bad throw, one where it's a wrong read. And then he'd zip one in Matrix style that would kind of curve around a defender somehow for a touchdown, and you'd be like, okay, there it is. It's both. It's this rookie quarterback who doesn't have a handle on this yet, but also every now and then he's going to do that, and that's where you're hoping that he gets to. When you're looking at him in training camp this year, I'm really just going to set a very simple goal of I want to see it look right by the end of it.
Yeah,
I think it's going to take 2 or 3 weeks where it has the potential to be very clunky. And that's okay as long as you see it kind of smooth out. And he needs to look comfortable and fluent in this offense by the start of the season.
Even what the bad plays look like. I'm interested in seeing that. What do these bad plays look like? Are they plays where you thought you could fit a ball in there because you could fit in there in college? Are there plays where you're just holding the ball for way too long because you're trying to make this super play? Or is the bad play, I don't see it, check it down, throw it away, whatever, right? Because that's cool, too. That keeps us at least a little bit on schedule. We can stay ahead of the chains that way. I like everything isn't going to go well. But the bad plays don't have to be disastrous. They don't have to be turnovers. They don't have to be potential sacks or strip sacks.
When some of the things you said are the answer to the question of, well, how far along should Caleb really be? Because you look at this and you're like, oh, I mean, it's basically his rookie year all over again, sure, because of how poorly coached and how bad the offensive line was last year. I don't go for that. That's not totally true.
No.
There are some things that he should have learned last year, no matter who was coaching or who was blocking. And like the example of throwing into a window that doesn't exist in the NFL because you're used to it. We should be past
all
that.
You got to learn that, right?
We should be in much more of a decisive mode with him this year. There are still going to be some things that he was not properly taught last year and things that he was taught that'll have to be untaught and then taught in a new way with the new coaching staff. But there are some basics, and another one of them will be that we really won't see till the start of the regular season as far as recognizing what defenses are doing, what personnel are doing, which cornerbacks you can pick on, things like that, which guys, you know, linebackers especially that are trying to trick you.
When you factor in what, I don't mean to make this little bit of a curve here, but when you factor in what he was able to learn and what system he was in and who he was learning from, J.J. McCarthy or Caleb Williams, more or less a rookie this year?
That's a great question. Gosh.
Well, because you're saying that's J.J. McCarthy.
He played 17 games, but he played 17 games of dysfunction.
And J.J. McCarthy didn't play, but had
expert coaching. Expert coaching, front row seat to certainly Sam Darnold's best season ever, but also one of the best offensive outputs we've seen in a long time.
And if you ask, great coaching. If you ask Caleb, he loves that guy.
Yeah.
And for good reason.
Yes, he told us.
He told
you
guys.
He loves him a lot.
It's in a book and everything.
What happened with J.J. McCarthy was obviously an accident because he had the knee injury, sure, but it would have been a good plan on purpose.
Yeah, it would have been a good plan on purpose.
I'm still going to say J.J. McCarthy more of a rookie this year because
the playing experience,
of the in-game situations that Caleb saw. So Caleb knows, you know, what defenses are trying to do. He knows what the other team is trying to do, even though maybe he didn't know what the Bears were trying to do because they didn't know what they were trying to do.
I'll go with JJ being more of a rookie just because of the calibration.
Agreed.
That Caleb has already gone through of the time, of the timing of the game. Like, he's got some of that stuff down. But
it's much closer than you would think that would be, right?
It's such an intriguing question because Caleb kind of has to be stripped all the way down.
Yeah.
That you do almost have to start over. Now, you've got the experience of having played the game and played it fairly efficiently from just a touchdown to interception ratio standpoint. Mm-hmm. But now there are things that you're going to be asked. And that's why, like, the quarterbacks thing to me is fascinating because I think Caleb has more talent.
Mm-hmm.
Than Jared Goff. I think that.
Oh, he does.
Okay. And I wonder about that too. Like, when do we stop looking at Caleb as prospect and start looking at him as NFL quarterback? And I don't know when that transition happens.
It's this year.
You think so?
Oh, it has to be. Yeah.
It has to be this year. And I think that's why I think the Bears can get J.J. McCarthy early, because he doesn't know that thing that you were talking about earlier. He doesn't know how quickly those windows close, but he does know his system a little bit more. He also knows his head coach and exactly what he's thinking a little bit better than what Caleb will at that point. But later on, once McCarthy figures out those physical rookie things about the timing and the speed and all that, the other things he probably already has and maybe even has it better than Caleb.
Well, I watched Bo Nix a lot last year because I don't like Bo Nix, but I watched him, and you watch some of the games, and you're like, oh, I didn't know he could do that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know he could make that throw. Mm-hmm. That game that they played against, is it the Bengals?
In the playoffs?
Where he dropped like a he dropped like a 70. You know, it was the game
Or to get in the playoffs?
Yeah, it was so that the Bengals won that game, but it was one of those games you're like, ooh, he's making plays that I didn't think that he could make. And he's clearly, in my opinion, and Denver people can tell me I'm wrong, he is in the perfect situation for a young quarterback with Sean Payton. Because Sean Payton don't take no mess, and he knows offensive football. And so even though I think there are limitations to his game, I think that he'll be better for it just because of this. And I keep wondering with Caleb, because I do think that all of the stuff is there. Like all those things that you need, except for stature, which people got on me on, and now they're like, yeah, he is kind of small. But all of the other stuff is there. How big of a step backwards did he take because of bad coaching? And how long before he feels like, okay, I can let all of that stuff go and I can turn myself over to a coach who clearly knows how to coach football. But some of the stuff that the Lions were doing aren't things that you necessarily think are what Caleb does. One, taking snaps from under center. Two, a play action game. Three, stand and deliver in the pocket. Jared Goff, they weren't moving the pocket for him. He wasn't getting out on the run. They were like, hey man, you see it, throw it. There's no waiting for the big play. We schemed the big play.
Right.
Trust what you're seeing and deliver the ball. How long will it be before we know that Caleb has got that part of his game? That even though he might be more talented than Goff, can he play like Goff? Because with the extra special stuff that he has, if he can play 80% like Goff in the pocket, knowing that every now and again you got to go be Superman, and that he can make the throw throwing across his body while running this way, that says, now you're talking about one of the best quarterbacks in the league if you can put all of that stuff together.
Which he needs to be. And we need to see that by the end of this season. And the earlier in the season that he turns that corner, the better the Bears' chances, obviously, of being in the playoffs. If Caleb can do that by midseason, yeah. Jordan Love, his first season, he kind of turned it on midseason, and then they became really good, and he was, I think, led the league in touchdown passes or was second that year. If Caleb does that by midseason, then they should be a playoff team. If it takes more till three quarters of the way through the season, late in the season, it's not going to be the season that you want, but you are at least, Lawrence, going to feel at the end of that like, hey, this is headed the right way.
I never think that the early bye is a great thing, but I think for this team it could be helpful, right? Just to 4 weeks in, step back, assess everybody, kind of figure out what we're doing here, and then go from there. I think that could be helpful for them because maybe it's just the first 4 weeks and then he's ready to kind of take off after that. They'll need him to, right? Because they come out of that bye and they go back to D.C. area to play Washington again. That's going to be a huge game, another big primetime game. So if they can be ready to go by then with some of those things, but also find ways to win in those first four too, right? You can't just give those away. You got to find ways to win. They go to Detroit, but you got Dallas at home. You got Las Vegas on the road. You got to find ways to win those games as well. So I don't know. I think it'll be interesting, but I think that he has the tool sets. I kind of look at it different a little bit than you, Lawrence. I view those special things as a net positive, right? And say he doesn't play like Jared Goff. And he doesn't have to, and I don't think it would necessarily behoove Coach Johnson to try and make him play that
way. He's not going to do that. He's not just going to come in and thump down the Detroit Lions offense and say, let's do this.
I mean, still we're talking about a guy who threw for 5,000 yards. Like, I think that sometimes even in looking at the two guys, we're a little disrespectful to what Jared Goff accomplished or is accomplishing in Detroit. Where if you're just talking about the two guys, I go, yeah, give me Caleb. But there's enough of an NFL resume now for Jared Goff and him making special throws that you go, okay, he's not how I would necessarily draw a quarterback up, but he knows what he's doing and he's not just a system quarterback.
Number one pick unlocked by Coach Johnson. Run it back.
That would be a great thing to see happen.
We can send him this clip and he can be petty about it on Quarterback presented by Netflix, presented by Lawrence Holmes of House of L.
I agree. I think those are good things. We have not asked Herb Howard about the Ryan Poles extension. We will do that next here on The Score.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered.
Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Everything's fine. Everything's fine. Lawrence, everything's fine. Matt, everything's fine. Tanny, everything's fine.
Afternoons on the Score.
We were just discussing where the bye week is for our own personal agendas.
Right.
I am not for the post week 4 bye week for the Bears, just because, like, just out of sheer principle, you know, I want the bye week to be week 10.
Yeah.
And then I can get out of town to someplace warm when it's, you know, November or whatever.
That's my thing, right? Because normally I agree with you on when the bye should be later in the season. I don't hate it for this particular team because new quarterback, new system. But I don't like the fact that we miss out on a decent weather week. Like, it's still going to be decent by week 5 here. We could get another game in that maybe we can don't have to go to when it's
And we're going to Vegas.
10 degrees.
And it'll be fine in Vegas. It might even still be 100 degrees the last weekend of September out in Vegas.
Are you going to stay out there for a little while?
I think so. I mean, especially with the bye week, it would make sense.
A little while in Vegas is three days.
I mean,
that's a little while.
When I think about Vegas.
As long as you need to be in Vegas.
When I think about Vegas, I always go, I'm going to go to Phoenix after that.
Mm. Oh, okay.
So it works out perfectly.
The bye week is after Vegas?
Yeah.
So you can go to the game in Vegas and do the show in Vegas. And then
spend a week in
Phoenix. To Phoenix.
I've made that drive before from Vegas to Phoenix, and it was probably one of the best drives I've ever made. Like, scenically, it's beautiful.
It's really beautiful. Yeah. You can go to the western rim of the Grand Canyon if you want. You can make that trip if you want. And then you're going down the mountain. Right. And going down the mountain in Arizona is really interesting because of how you see the landscape change. Mm-hmm. And then you get to Phoenix, and you're like, it is hot. It was cool, and then it was hot. So it's good. Anyway, we didn't ask you about Ryan Poles.
Yeah.
What's your feelings on him getting an extension and matching up with Ben Johnson?
My initial thought was that the stability is good. It's just good to have some stability. Could they have gone a different direction? Maybe. There was a lot of conversation about that, you know, last season. And was it the right thing to do? Was it the wrong thing to do? I don't know, but I like the idea of having stability and not just changing for change's sake. You put them, you know, on the same time length as your head coach. You let them work together. You let them try and build something. I think that for the most part, my personal opinion is that Ryan Poles has done a good job. I disagreed on his biggest decision, but that's done. It is what it is, and they're set up to go places with what they have now. I look back at how his kind of trajectory went last year, and coming into that season, people were really high on him. He had done the greatest thing ever, and Caleb was here, and
Poles, most popular he has ever been.
Yeah.
I mean, would have had a 90-something percent approval rating
for sure
going into last season.
For sure. And then by the end of the season, everybody's like, fire him. Like, it's like, wait. You can't do that to a GM because most of his work is done before the season starts. So if you thought going into the season that he'd done such a phenomenal job, then the results being whatever the results are going to be, you can't say, no, you did a terrible job. Like, that, you can't do that. Like, what was he supposed to do from week one to week 18 to make you say?
I do have an answer for that.
Okay.
My answer for it is, and I think this is his biggest transgression as general manager, mm-hmm. when the locker room has to tell you that your man's doesn't know offense,
sure.
and you don't do anything about it until much later, and you admit, yeah, you know, I was watching practice. And
in the summer, and it wasn't looking good.
And it wasn't right.
See, that
to me is a big deal. Like, that's something where you're actually in charge of the football operation.
Agreed.
And you know that this is wrong. And you know a guy walking out there with no script is wrong. And you could have done something about that. As simple as having a meeting and going, hey, Shane, listen, every football team that I've played for, every offense that I've played in, we've had a script of 15 to 20 plays. It usually makes everyone a little bit more comfortable to build a game plan off of. And you could have just done that. And he didn't. And I don't like that.
You need to head that off way before it starts getting set into microphones and TV cameras by your players.
100%.
That is crazy. This isn't a good example with Ryan Poles of what you're talking about with Waldron and Eberflus. I don't need the GM of any team to be perfect.
Sure.
You do not have to get everything right in acquisitions and hiring, but you do have to be good at correcting. Mm. And Ryan Poles has done a good job with some corrections. You look at their wide receiver room, you know, when you swing for Chase Claypool, for example.
N'Keal Harry.
Yeah, they have fixed that. They had decisions that went wrong.
Although.
They fixed it.
You might not have had to do so much chasing had you kept Darnell Mooney, who has proven that he's not, that he can be a guy.
And the rest of the league said, we think he's good because his market value was where he thought it would be, if not better. But you look at Eberflus and Waldron, for example, mistakes, errors.
Yes.
And it's okay to make errors, but you've got to correct that. The bigger problem that I have with when it comes to Matt Eberflus and Shane Waldron, if we're talking about do I extend Ryan Poles, is not that he went that route in the first place, but that it was so slow to react. It was so slow to move off of those guys. There was a great case for getting rid of Matt Eberflus at the end of
23
and starting doing what they're doing right now, but doing it a year earlier. Bring in the new coach with the new quarterback. Ryan Poles' extension, I don't know that it was so much earned on results as it's earned on the faith they have and where he's got them headed right now. But if you did want to fire Ryan Poles, your time to do it, the two options are when you fire Matt Eberflus or when eventually you fire Ben Johnson, if it comes to that, not in between. But it's not going to make sense to have Ryan Poles bring in the new coach as Ryan Poles goes into the back end of his deal.
Yeah, that's why I don't understand all the conversation about whose team is it. Is it Ben Johnson's team? Is it Ryan Poe's team? It's both of their team. They got to work together, right? And if you were going to give Coach Johnson that level of autonomy, then you would have just let him bring in his own GM. You would have got rid of Ryan Poe's, right? Yeah. Since you didn't do that, you're talking about moving forward. And that's what we talk about with player contracts all the time, right? We talk about, you know, I'm not paying you for what you have done. I'm paying you for what I think you're about to do. Mm-hmm. And I think you can look at this the same way. And could you nitpick some of the things he's done? Absolutely. But I think it's been a net positive. I thought it was imperative that he came to this offseason and flipped the offensive line. I didn't know that he would be able to do it in a single offseason. For the most part, he's done that, right? It's got to come together. We got to figure out left tackle. But I think he's been able to do that, and I think that's really good. And I think they're set up to be in a really good spot going forward, and I think that's what matters.
Herb Howard, we appreciate you. Thanks so much for coming downtown. Although it was easier, now all the NASCAR stuff is kind of gone. Yeah. You can get back and forth a little bit easier. It's nice. You talk with the mayor about that, ask him if he's going to bring it back. Because I was like, all right, NASCAR's all right. Like I'm like, you know what? We don't get used to that park for a long time in the summer. Between that and Lollapalooza.
Don't take 2 weeks of our summer, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of messed up. Anyway, you can follow his work at The Bigs. These guys are doing incredible on-the-ground journalism. I might invite Eugene and Terrence in here this week because there is a topic that I want to do.
Okay.
I'll throw it out at you because you probably have a good answer. The best high school player that you played against that turned pro?
In football?
Either football, basketball, whatever one. Or baseball.
Ooh. That I played against... Martez Wilson, I was supposed to be the best that actually turned pro, but there was Chris Patterson was the best player that I ever played. He played at Hubbard, and he was phenomenal. When he went to Oklahoma, and some things didn't work out, but he was phenomenal. I remember we played together growing up in like Little League football too. But growing up, we get to the captain's meetings, and we put our hands out, and he tells my teammates, he goes, "Chris Patterson, All American middle linebacker." And I looked at their face and I said, "We about to get whooped. Like, we about to get whooped." Like I knew right then that thing was over with. So yeah, him, man. Hubbard has some really, really good teams going back to the Kelvin Hayden days. So
When I was coaching at Washington, we lost to Hubbard, and we had been undefeated at Washington, and we lost to Hubbard in the first round of the public league playoffs, and it was very, very I think was that Rocky Dunbar maybe who was back then. Anyway,
Rocky Harvey went to Dunbar.
That's who I'm thinking of.
Yeah,
that's who I'm thinking
then
of.
Illinois.
Yeah, and then he did his thing.
Yeah,
appreciate you.
A pleasure. Thanks for having me.
See you, Herb.
When we come back, we're going to get back to what's going on in Atlanta tonight. Our guy John Morosi is going to join us to talk about the Cubs. What's possible for them to do? Can they make a move and bring someone in? We'll ask him about Eugenio Suarez next here on The Score.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.